The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
I thought it was a plane crash. It was so hard and so loud that, and I jumped out of bed and I noticed this place was already, up and noticed this place was on fire.
All right, a lot of reactions still coming in from that quake that happened in the middle of the night on Sunday. 200 people treated since Napa was hit, 6.1 on the Richter scale. A lot of nerves jangled, a lot of houses wrecked, and wineries that can't reopen right now because they lost so much of their product. And they're still doing the cleanup thing, so much so the California governor declared a state of emergency. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and that's where we start everything. And pretty much all the people, is what they're saying, were affected in Napa by the quake. And the way it was described that I thought was interesting says it looks like someone broke into a lot of our homes and ravaged the places, ransacked them, went room to room. Even the city manager of Napa says that the damage is really beyond what that city can handle, that they're exhausted and they have done everything they can with their local resources, that they need help from the outside, which is why the governor knew that, which is why they declared a state of emergency. That earthquake led to 6 major fires that destroyed a bunch of mobile homes, but no people were killed in it, and that's the great part about this. People lost power, but that power was returned by Monday afternoon. You had 70,000 people who immediately lost power, but thank goodness, you know, all is well in that department. You had the people that were treated, as I mentioned, for various things, cuts and bruises and smashing their head, and a lot of things toppled over, and it was pretty scary for sure. That earthquake, because it's the epicenter is the key thing, was centered about 6 miles southwest of Napa, 9 miles southeast of Sonoma. The U.S. Geological Survey estimates, you know, they're estimating, all based on the locations, that 15,000 people experienced severe shaking and 106,000 people felt very strong shaking, 7 miles deep, because that's also significant, and it was listed as strong. Major quakes start at 7.0. When you look at the scale, major quakes, 7.0. They think the economic loss will probably top $1 billion. Could be more than that because of the wineries, because hundreds of bottles of wine were broken. And, you know, once the product is broken, there's not much they can do about that. There were other businesses that were affected along the main street in Napa. So nerves are frayed and people are trying to get it together. Houses and businesses are being tagged. And what they call tagging, like with red tags, they have to go in and inspect them because it wouldn't be safe in some cases for people to inhabit the homes or businesses. They have to make sure that they're not going to crumble from what happened with the earthquake. So certainly not a great thing right before a holiday when Napa is normally jammed with people. Also today in Ferguson, Missouri, the news there was about Michael Brown, the 18-year-old who was shot by a police officer, the unarmed teenager who was shot by police officer Darren Wilson back on August 9th. Almost 5,000 people went to his funeral. Al Sharpton gave one of the eulogies, and Al Sharpton talked about that one of the things that you have to watch out for is you don't want Michael Brown to be remembered for looting and crime and the things that happened in the wake of his death, but that instead, wouldn't it be better and wouldn't he want to be remembered as the one that made America deal with how we're going to police in the United States? And Sharpton at one point was critical of the police who pointed rifles at the peaceful demonstrators in Ferguson. He said, we have to leave here today and change this. The church where the funeral was held was at Friendly Temple Missionary Baptist Church, and all was calm in Ferguson. As far as what's happening with Darren Wilson, the police officer, more than $400,000 has been raised to help him. I guess thinking, moving forward, what's going to happen with Wilson. There was a rally held for him a few days ago in St. Louis. And the grand jury still is just in the baby stages of listening to evidence, hearing witnesses, looking at forensic things, all that kind of stuff. So no decision on any of the evidence, really. None of that will move forward probably until October, which makes sense because that's the process with the grand jury, especially in anything as significant as this is. And speaking of Ferguson, Missouri, coming up in this hour of America tonight, among the guests, we're going to talk to Webb Hubble. You might remember the name. Think the Clinton administration. He was third in line when it comes to that attorney general spot. And we talked about Ferguson a bit and a couple of other things happening in the United States right now, and a few things related to what happened with him. Remember, he did prison time and his relationship with the Clintons, because everybody's, of course, speculating as to whether or not Hillary Clinton is going to run for president and all that other sort of stuff. But we'll have a conversation with Webb Hubble, and that's not the only place we're going to take you in this hour of America tonight. Also, free money man Steve Kelly, the significance of Social Security. How often on this show do we pull apart what's going to happen? Where are we going? How do you plan? Because people are concerned about money. People are concerned about, we don't know when our number's up. We don't know what's going to happen. So how do you plan for that? And the answer is there are a few things that you can do, and one of them is not to completely panic about Social Security, but to be realistic. So I love Steve Kelly. We'll talk with him. And also, we're going to have a conversation with a woman who has written a book, Esther Spina, and the book is, she's written a book about ambition and women, The Ambitious Woman. And what the message is there for women in business. And I think on this show, half of the time we get emails from women who are running a household and running business or vice versa. Or we have people like Izzy in Missouri who's had several interesting careers and certainly is that woman who stood on her own two feet, as I'm speaking for Izzy. I think it's interesting to hear some of the things people have done in this audience and some of the things that you've written to me. But anyway, she's talking about that. So besides the Michael Brown funeral and people shook up in California, other things that are really making the needle move, I think, is still the barbaric beheading of James Foley. And the push to try to stamp out ISIS and the special task force that apparently is being formed, Task Force Black, according to the Mirror, in England, which would feature elite British and U.S. special forces. Interesting. We'll be talking about that all week long. Stay with us. More to come around the bend. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. places. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
I'm Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 22nd, 2014, gold opened at $1,279.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,325.82, $662.91 for a half ounce, or $331.45 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,325.82, $662.91, and $331.45.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
I guess we have in our virtual green room. It's virtual to us. I hope it's virtual to him. Webb Hubble. I know you know the name Webb Hubble. He was the Assistant Attorney General during the Clinton administration. He was appointed by President Clinton to be the Chief Supreme Court Justice for Arkansas. And, of course, the connection to Little Rock. He was the mayor of Little Rock, Arkansas. Wonderful place. Between 1979 and 1982, and he's got a book out, and we're going to talk about that and some other things as well. Webb, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So you see this situation in Ferguson, Missouri, 18-year-old Michael Brown shot, and then the reaction to that, the Molotov cocktails and the looting and all of that, and then Eric Holder goes down, and there's an investigation, and it's still being investigated, as you know, FBI and Department of Justice looking into it, and now you have the grand jury situation, and probably nothing will be decided there until October. You were in that position. I call it the top cop. You were in the position where you were right there as the Assistant Attorney General. How do you deal with something? I mean, what's the right way to deal with this? Did they play this right from the perspective
of... I'm not sure about the publicity aspect, but I think a lot of time justice is served cold, and it should be served cold. Yeah, you got to wait till all the facts are in, and to be carefully analyzed. I mean, emotions have no business in playing in in the criminal justice system. And so we have to, and neither do politics, frankly. And
yeah.
So the best way to deal with it is to go through the process, learn all the facts, and I mean all the facts, and then make careful decisions. I know it's hard. I know it's very difficult when everybody's screaming at you to do it and do it quickly. But the real truth is that it's better to take the emotion out of it, you know. And so these are tough times. I mean, we went through them. We've gone through them before as a country. And we've had rioting and things of that sort. But the best way to deal with it is take your time and to analyze and look at both sides of the issue.
Yeah. And, you know, you talk about taking the emotion out of it, and certainly you saw that during your time, how much emotion played into so many things. And do you think that there's a lesson in that for everybody that immediately picks sides, that right now, as you say, times are tough? It kind of feels like sports to me, where you're either rooting for one team or you're rooting for the other. We don't have any more in between.
Yeah, and that's the problem, is that nobody really has all the facts. And it's up to good leaders to remind everybody that everybody is innocent until proven guilty, that we have a constitution, we have a process, and it served us well. And I know that there are a lot of demands, but we just have to, you know, take the emotion out.
Take the emotion out of it, yeah. Moving on to something else, it's interesting because, you know, certainly you were the mayor of Little Rock, Arkansas, and you see what's happening politically, and obviously you know the Clintons well. Hillary Clinton, do you think that there's probably no doubt that she's going to run in 2016, or nah, you got to wait and see?
Well, I don't see any signs that she's not running. Okay. I mean, she hadn't called me up and said she's going to run, but I'm not expecting the call either. But I haven't seen any signs that she's not running. So until I see a sign that way, I'm going to presume she is.
Well, you know, there's another tie to Arkansas on the Republican side, Mike Huckabee, because he wants to run too. How do you think he would fare in that beauty pageant on the Republican side of things?
Well, I don't think, God love him, and I think he's a nice person, but I don't think he is going to be the nominee or even close to being the nominee, and he's better served just staying on TV.
Yeah. Hey, one last one related to your years in the Clinton administration. You did some jail time, and when you came out, how do you get yourself, you know, back to the point where, wow, blue sky, I'm back, I'm out of it. How do you bounce back from that? Because I have friends, like probably someone you know, Bob Ney, who did some time, and he said, boy, there's nothing like it when you get out. What was it like for you?
Well, obviously you're glad to be out. You know, my circumstances were a little bit different in that the day I got back, Ken Starr called a grand jury to investigate me again. So mine was a little bit different, but I think the whole thing is about attitude and how you learn from the difficult moments in your life just as much as you learn from the great moments in your life. It's kind of like sports. You learn probably more from your losses than you do your victories.
Mm.
And as long as you have the right attitude, you can get through it all.
Yeah. Let's talk about your book. Your new book is When Men Betray. It's a thriller. I love that title, by the way, especially with all the things we're talking about. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I had somebody ask, a woman asked me, she said, "Well, why do men betray?"
Great title.
Yeah, it's a great book. I'm really proud of it, and I think people will love it. I really do. I'm very pleased with the reviews, very pleased with people's reaction to it. And it's a thriller. It's about a D.C. lawyer who's going about his life thinking everything's great, and he turns on the TV and there's his best friend from high school murdering a U.S. senator on national TV. And he's forced back to go back to Little Rock, a place he's sworn he'd never go back to, and to figure out why his friend did this.
So, I mean, don't tell us the ending because that would spoil it. But
I'm
mean,
not
obviously,
about to tell you the ending.
Obviously, you write about what you know, and so you know Little Rock, you know the law, and there's things that you've wrapped into that. So, for sure, I can understand it. And the media frenzy, you know about the media frenzy and what that's like. So, when you were, you know, drawing on your own experiences, did you feel like it just flowed out of you when you decided you were going to write this?
It did. It did. Although I have to tell you that about halfway through, some of the characters said, you know, started talking to me and started changing their personalities a little bit. So that was a fun part as well. And certainly I drew on all my experiences and all the personalities that I've known. It's fiction, and it's not about any specific people you would recognize, but you might recognize a few personalities.
I might recognize you. I like that. You might recognize it. Do you, you know, since you did the whole political thing across the spectrum, I mean, obviously you need to have a big signing in Washington, D.C., but are you going to do the whole book signing thing, go on tour?
I have been doing that. I've actually been in Dallas for a small one. My son lives there, and I'm still doing that and enjoying that kind of it.
Good. That's fun. It's fun to do that, isn't it? People come up to you. Do people come up to you and ask you crazy questions?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the fun part. I mean, you know, one of the most fun is to go to a local book club where you have a group of people who know you and say, where'd you come up with this? You know, it's fun. And it actually helps you write the second book.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, I've asked you the question about the Clintons. Are you still in touch with the Clintons? Do you ever talk with Bill Clinton anymore?
I did talk to Bill when I had some surgery about 4 years ago, and he heard I was not doing so well. And he flew down, and we had a good conversation, talked about the Razorbacks. And and then he called me when he read the book.
Nice, and he liked the book, huh?
Oh, well, I can say that, but I'd rather you called him and asked him what he thought.
We're going to do that. We're going to call him. Because, you know, he's a big Vince.
I want you to. Please do.
He's a big Vince Flynn fan. And so if you had any shades of any of that in there, and you might have.
I think you'd be surprised how much he liked this book.
All right. That's awesome. Webb Hubble, good luck with When Men Betray. We appreciate it. A lot of fun to kick it around with you. We'll talk to you again soon.
You bet, and have a good day.
Thanks, you too. And you can get Webb's book, of course, at Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. And I'll say the title again. As he said, it's a thriller. It's called When Men Betray. Hang with us. We'll be right back with more of America Tonight.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Whoa! This is big.
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
One of the best parts of my week, and yours too, because I'll tell you what, you're going to get a wealth of information you've already gotten. Some is our free money guy, Steve Kelly. He's in our virtual green room right now. We spared no expense. Did you get that expensive crystal we sent your way, Steve?
Oh, I did, Kate. You're too kind.
Yeah, that could have been money, my capital. That was my opportunity to save some money.
I was hoping it would be money, but you know, the crystal's fine.
You and I were talking earlier, and I'll tell you what, if I had a dollar for every time somebody talked to me about Social Security, I'd be a very, very seriously wealthy woman. There is massive panic about Social Security. I'm not going to get my Social Security. It's not going to be there in the end. So we all know that. And all of you listening in those nooks and crannies, you know it, because over the years, that's certainly what many of you have talked about when you call in and you're upset at your representatives. You're upset with the direction the country's going in. So how about it? What is the deal with the fear out there over Social Security? What's the real skinny on it?
Well, that's a pretty tall order, Kate. Yogi Berra once said it's very difficult to make predictions, especially about the future. But I'll try. My thinking about Social Security is that, well, first of all, if nothing is done, nothing at all is done, in 2033, the amount of payout would be reduced by 25%, and then it would continue on in perpetuity for as long as the eye can see at 75% of current benefits. So the train wreck, you know, were it allowed to happen, is not as bad as people perceive that it's going to happen. And the other thing about this is that, you know, Social Security and the fix that comes along is controlled by Congress. Congress always, always, always works in its own interest. You know, they're not about helping us. They're not about representing us. They're about getting reelected. We all know that. Mm-hmm. And who are the people that vote? It's us.
We do. Yeah.
It's the baby boomers. So, you know, I just cannot see a scenario in which Congress lets this lapse and unleashes this angry horde of, you know, baby boomers who, you know, are demanding their Social Security or running people out of town on a rail. I just can't see it. Now, the fact is that it's not gonna happen until 2033. So honestly, I have no doubt whatsoever that on December 31st, 2032, Congress is gonna act.
Right, and so the panic and the fear over that, forget about it. But there's a different reality in also pinning your hopes to Social Security, or how are you going to stretch the Social Security and all that other kind of thing wrapped around it. And you call it the no-so money. Explain no-so money.
Well, we have this idea about no-so money and hope-so money, okay? And what Wall Street operates in is hope-so money. It's like the big casino in the sky, right? So mm-hmm. you put all of your money in this thing that could pay off over time or might not pay off over time. And, you know, the hope is, and it's very much a hope, that when it comes time for me to retire, the market will be up, and that while I'm taking money out of my account, that it won't go down, or it won't go down so much that it damages me and my family, that it harms me. But, you know, that's wishful thinking. That's what we call magical thinking. You know, the idea that just because I hope something is true, it's going to happen. And I prefer to do planning based on what we call no-so money. In other words, money that you know is going to be there, is going to be dependable, it's going to be predictable, and it's going to last the rest of your life. Now, in our world right now, there are three sources of no-so money. The first and primary one for most people is Social Security. So we believe that good planning always starts with good Social Security planning. If you're working with a planner who has not addressed Social Security and not shown you how to maximize your Social Security, then you're probably with the wrong planner. The second source of no-so money are pensions, employer pensions. Now, we don't have as many employer pensions today as we used to. In 1980, 60% of the working public had pensions, 60%. Today, it's less than 10%. So, you know, I always tell people, I think that the 401k and all this wonderful stuff that was done for us over the last 30 or 40 years wasn't really done for us. It was done to us. Okay? But the second source of no-show money, if you're lucky to have it, is a pension. Now, the third one is the one that Wall Street just hates more than anything else, and that's the income annuity. Income annuities are safe. They're guaranteed. They are backed up not only by the insurance companies that issue them, but by the U.S. legal reserve system. And if you want to talk about that at some point in time, I'll be happy to do it. But the legal reserve system is for insurance companies very similar to what FDIC is for banks. It's the system in the background that creates the backstop so that people know when they put their money in these things, it's going to be there when they need it to be.
Yeah.
And so if someone will plan with those three items mm-hmm. for their core income, then they can use their hope-so money the way they always have used it in investments and in growing their savings. But trying to live on hope-so money is not a very good thing to do.
Yeah, what a great piece of advice. And of course, the thing is, and you say this all the time, do we know how long we're going to live? We have to plan as though, hey, you look at all these people that are dying well into their 90s, and some of them, Steve, they're pretty healthy. And then if we could all wish for this, that they pass away peacefully in their sleep. But regardless of how it ends, we all have that in common. We have no idea, right?
Well, Kate, they say that the first person who is going to live to 150 has already been born.
Wow.
So if that's really true, then, you know, I'm not saying it's going to be you or me or anybody we know, but I can tell you this. When I first got into this business, the average age for a whole life insurance policy that was guaranteed to last for the rest of your life and never lapse, the age was 95 on those policies. Now, if you were sold a whole life policy today and the age on it was 95, would you be confident that this policy was going to last for the rest of your life?
I would say
that probably you would be looking at that and saying, wait a minute, I thought this was, you know, a whole life that was supposed to last for the rest of my life. And so it's just, you know, we don't know when we're going to die. We have to use tools like pension plans, like Social Security, like guaranteed income annuities that are guaranteed to provide the income we need for the rest of our life. And if we can do that and plan our core income, just the income we need to keep the lights on, keep the refrigerator full, you know, pay the mortgage, keep the heat going, then we have a lot more freedom with the rest of our money to invest it and enjoy it and feel secure for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, there's a key thing you said just there. We only have a couple minutes left, but I'm sure you've seen these people. They come into you and they're not secure. And how much stress do you live under when you realize that you haven't made any plans and you've been an ostrich? Because I think, and you probably see this much more than I do, that people do live like ostriches, and that whole hope-so thing becomes what they're banking on, right?
Well, it's true. I mean, you've got it nailed. People, this is such a difficult thing for people to address that they, you know, you talk to them all the time. And a lot of people are engaged in what we call magical thinking. They believe it's going to be true just because they want it to be true. And unfortunately, all too often, what people hope to happen is not what happens.
Yeah. You know, there was a book that was all about that magical thinking. You could even dream up parking places when it was crowded at the mall at Christmas time. It was called The Secret.
And you know, it's true, isn't it?
I have a secret
plan to get through retirement.
Right.
I just can't talk about it because if I talk about it, it might not come true.
Yeah. So hopefully we are opening your eyes, because I think this is great stuff. So usable. Great takeaways for everyone. And that income annuities, the guarantees, getting those down. We'll talk about that next time when we meet here with you, Steve Kelly, Free Money Guy.
Well, it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. And I hope you keep having me come back, because I think it's great.
We will. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Kate. Great talking to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat. And then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome to another edition of It's Your Business in our virtual green room. Esther Spina is with us. And it's interesting. She's written a book, I think, that will catch your attention. Anybody know any ambitious women out there? The book is called The Ambitious Woman. And, you know, the message is interesting. And I think many of you can relate to this in this audience. The message is that just because you're ambitious, it doesn't have to be a negative word. It doesn't have to be a bad word, have any kind of connotation like that for women who are in business. What's so wrong with going for it, and how can you still, you know, be able to find your balance, find your way, and all that other kind of stuff? Esther, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Well, great. Thanks for having me, Kate. My friend.
So what made you put together The Ambitious Woman? What was the thing that drove you to write this book?
Well, Kate, actually, it wasn't an overnight decision. It was a culmination of years of working in the business world and mainly working in a man's world. through beginning with my husband's construction company, outside sales in a male-dominated world, and then in direct sales, male-dominated. And I think I found out being ambitious is one of the traits that you need in order to be successful. And, like, have you ever heard of, it's not wrong when a man is ambitious, right? Like
right.
You said in the beginning, people think, oh, that's great. He's so ambitious. But what comes to your mind when someone says, oh, she's ambitious. She's so power hungry. She's just trying to be whatever. And so I think, through the years, I learned that being ambitious is a great thing. Then actually it just means showing a strong desire and determination to succeed. And what's wrong with an ambitious woman?
No, but it seems for some reason that the culture is slow to change on that. Do you think that's true in some ways?
Well, I think it is. I think it is changing. I think because as more women realize their worth and their value, that they will rise above and continue to push forward, that they don't have to be stopped or, hit the glass ceiling, per se, when they're in the business world or in anything that they do. So through the last 2 years, probably I started thinking about all the experiences that I had learned and how I did succeed in a man's world in three different professions. And what was it that I did? And that's what I wanted to put together in a book so I could share that with other women. These are the things that I found in 30 years of working with men and being successful. These are the things that I found you need to do in order to be successful.
All right, so give us a sneak preview. Tell us some of those things that you need to do to be successful.
Well, actually, I have about 15 of them. I'm not going to go through all of them, but I think a few of them are you have to live an inspired life and an encouraging life, a motivated life, a determined life, loyal life, a humble life, things that sometimes people don't think about. And, of course, we're always talking about being persistent and consistent, passionate, confident, and all those things you can attain, and that is what will make you ambitious. Does that make sense? It's just not.
It does make sense, but you know, and so you have all those things in your toolkit, but do men respect that? So do they? How is it? How do you get men to respect you if you're an ambitious woman? What is the thing that
you
need to do?
Well, you need to be successful. Okay, there's nothing worse than a woman that touts all her abilities around and doesn't produce. You know how you get respect from men is you outproduce them or you have results. If you don't have results and you're late all the time or you can't produce what you need to do, then of course you're not going to get respect. And it takes time, though. Even once you start having success, some men are not exactly, happy about that. But you just keep going because they can't deny numbers. They can't deny success. And I think the culture is changing because there are a lot of men out there we've got a lot of powerful women. I mean, and now I talk about women in my book that you might be familiar with, Barbara Walters, Jackie Kennedy, Diana Nyad, the 64-year-old woman who swam 110 miles from Cuba to Florida. So I think that it just takes time to prove yourself.
Well, you're preaching to the choir with me, of course.
I'm
in a man's world from day one. There's no question. I agree with some of what you're saying. Absolutely. And I think you have to be authentic. If you truly are yourself and this is who you are, men respect that. Not if you're trying hard to be something you're not, but that's anybody, I think.
Well, yeah, I just thought about that. Sure, Kate. I mean, you've interviewed, been on sports, one of two women ever to host sports. And oh man, when I see that, when I saw you on TV, I just love it. I'm just like, yes, because you proved to all of them that you know what you're talking about. Now, if you got up there and didn't know anybody's names and you stumbled all around, I don't care how good looking you are or what, you know, you're not going to get the respect.
Yeah.
But I do believe that men are coming around and they're seeing that women are valuable in their businesses. I think a smart man realizes that, and they want a smart woman on their team. They want them because it makes them look good, too.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Did you read Sheryl Sandberg's book, Lean In?
Yes, in fact, she is one of the ladies that I profile in my book and have her live a disciplined life. And talk about what it takes to be ambitious. You have to have, you know, discipline. And she is a great disciplined female, and I think she's one that has it all. The thing of it is, what you hear women say, well, they can have it all. That's true. They just might not have it all at once. And that's okay, too. But they can
absolutely. Absolutely.
They
you can have it.
It.
Yep, I agree with you. Esther Spina, very nice. The Ambitious Woman. Can we get it on Amazon? Where can we get the book?
Yes, on September 2nd, it launches on Amazon, and it's real easy. The Ambitious Woman. Can't forget that. What it takes and why you want to be one.
I love it. All right, Esther, good luck with the book, and thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Kate. Good night.
Bye-bye. All right, thanks to Esther, of course, for that, and she mentioned her book is coming out, The Ambitious Woman. What do you guys think about that? Sheryl Sandberg, I mentioned her name. You know, I was looking at Forbes, and they listed the top women, and, of course, she's number one. She's been the Facebook COO for 4 years, and she went through that whole $100 billion IPO that happened, and, you know, she, you know, is on the board of directors, obviously, for Facebook and has climbed an interesting ladder. And then, you know, there's others, too. If we were looking at the top of the chain, at PepsiCo, they've got a female CEO, and I know that she's incredibly popular. And certainly the list goes on and on of women who have climbed to the top, but it's, you know, it's just kind of a question of the balance, like we were talking about there, balancing, living a balanced life. How many of us have a balanced life? Even the chairman and CEO of Kraft is Irene Rosenfeld, and I know that she kind of grew up through the whole business ranks, and she ranks up there in the top 10 of Forbes and, you know, pushed her way through and was able to have a family and do all the other things and try to balance that whole thing out. I mean, that's probably what the bottom line is mostly for everybody. It's that it's the balance, and things have changed from the 30s, 40s, 50s to what we see today. Now I get notes from many of you who say your mother worked XYZ jobs to help push you through school, and you had, you know, nothing but respect for her when we were doing a thing on Mother's Day because of what she did in trying to raise a family and trying to pull money in the door, you know, too, as well. So I think there's a lot of people that we can point to, and I think that Esther's right. Things are definitely changing. It's a matter of respect, and it's a matter of being competent, period, man or woman, at whatever it is you do, especially in the world we live in now because of all the entrepreneurs. The world is changing in business. You have your traditional corporations that have morphed even a little bit. Like somebody told me the other day, it used to be the ladder, you know, climbing the ladder to success. Like, I think of my grandfather, who was a truck driver, and then he ran the company, and it was a giant company, Owens Corning, if you remember that, the insulation people. And so that was a ladder. You're climbing up the ladder. Now it's like a jungle gym. So it's maneuvering the jungle gym. Anyway, stay with us. Much more to come here on this version of America Tonight.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.